right, this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. My name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I'm on the phone. He's in New York with the 2015, soon to be 2016, Podcast Co-Host of the Year. We all know him for being the first person publicly to predict Donald Trump would be the president. His name is G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. The podcast co-host Stradamus.
Yes.
What's really good, Mr. Moody?
Everything's good, man. I'm enjoying all the tweets that's coming in. Congratulatory in nature. Giving me all the props for being on record and and there being proof that I'm on record. A few other people are claiming, yeah, I called it, but I have proof.
No, we have proof. You were right. You know, what can I say? You were fantastic. You predicted it. How does it feel walking the streets?
People asking me about lotto numbers. You know, I'm getting tweets. Who's going to win the NBA championship? I've been right a lot. This just isn't one time. So people are I'm starting to get offers too, yo. From
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Offers from different news agencies. You know, because you know they want to. They want to see what's real, man.
Okay. Has anyone asked you to predict the sex of their baby or anything like that? Has any of that stuff happened?
Oh, no, not yet. It's strictly politics right now, bruh.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you obviously, you did what you did the damn thing, Moody.
Yeah.
I just get a sense of like sort of like, oh, you're kind of smelling your own shit. Like, are you got the big head? I mean, what's your fucking story, man?
Yeah, man. Considering I outdid all the pundits, the entire media got it wrong, and I was able to decipher it in 5 minutes.
Let's get into what's happened since Trump got elected.
Right.
There's been some chaos. First, is this what I want to say? Everybody has a right to their feelings and their frustrations with the election. We've been very open that we were concerned about Trump.
Yeah.
And now there's protests here in Los Angeles and New York City. New York City was 90% Hillary. They voted for Hillary. We don't fact check, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that one, that 90% New York City was Hillary. Thank God that we still have some sense in New York City. I see all these protests in Los Angeles and protests in New York City. And it's largely young white people, a lot of females. First is I want to say this. Do your thing. Do your protest. But the gentleman, Donald Trump is going to be the president. I'm not of the mind where I'm not going to give this guy a chance. We have to give him a chance. We have to hope. We have to hope that some good comes from this. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to go protest some shit, you need to show your voted sticker. If you didn't vote, okay, you should have to, you know, the I voted sticker. You should not be allowed to show up for a protest because there's a lot of people faking jacks out here. Mm. It's like a trendy thing.
Right.
People are Snapchatting and Instagramming and, you know, live tweeting from all your protests. Yo, if you didn't really do shit and you didn't vote, go to fuck home. I don't want to hear a word from you. All you fucking hipsters, Susan Sarandon, that went out of their way and you want to vote for these Green Party candidates and these wacko, Green Party, sorry. Right. The Green Party and these people, these wax eating vegan, vegetarian people. I don't want to hear from you either. It came down to two people, Trump and Hillary. If you didn't vote for Hillary and you don't like Trump, I don't want to hear a word from you. Shut the fuck up. You have no say in any. And if you didn't vote, you have no say in anything. You know what I'm saying, Moody?
I hear you, man. I hear you, man. Yeah, the protests. I don't know, man. He's
Wait. 15,000 votes. 15,000 votes went to Harambe, a dead gorilla. See, you think shit is a joke. Like, people think this shit is a joke. Like, oh, I'm going to be weird and wacky. Oh, I'm going to vote for the gorilla. Now who's laughing now, you fucking dummies?
Right.
The people that are anti-Trump, now who's laughing now? You think shit's a joke? Colin Kaepernick. Yo, I don't fuck with you no more, Cap. You played yourself. You're Mr. Protest, Mr. Kneel Down, Mr. Right. fucking, you know, injustice. And then you have the balls and you don't even, you should have lied. Colin Kaepernick said he did not vote and he didn't even give an explanation as to why he didn't vote. You mean you're protesting the national anthem because of injustice? You're protesting to make change. And you don't take an opportunity as a citizen of the United States, Colin Kaepernick, to make change and you don't vote? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Right.
You're too young to be like, oh, I'm just, oh, I've given up. You probably, guys, probably 24, 25, 26 years old, you've been able to vote for just a few years. And you're sitting there kneeling. You're the face of this cause, which is a valid, important cause, Black Lives Matter, and the injustice of black people and Spanish people and people of color in this country. But you don't take it to vote? The fuck out of here, man. You're bugging Colin Kaepernick. You're bugging. That shit really disappointed me because I fuck with Cap.
Yeah.
And I feel like he sort of fell into this. I don't think he was looking to be this spokesperson. But once you're there, you need to think all your moves through. And not voting is just some dumb, ignorant shit, if you ask me. Especially for someone who's people are looking to for answers. You don't vote?
Yeah. I mean, he should have explained why. You know, he should have done that. Explain why.
I was really surprised to hear that shit because I fuck with Kaepernick and I fuck with, you know, everything that he's trying to do. And you know what? I said from the beginning that this dude was, you know, it was an evolving learning thing. And I guess he's going to have to learn from this mistake because that was a bad, bad look not to vote.
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you think about what's going on? Wait, before we go further, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. Before we go any further, we just jumped into this shit. All sorry. Right. And I asked you a question and I interrupted you. Veterans Day, want to give a shout out to all the veterans.
No doubt.
The military Rappapack, all the veterans that have fought for this country, protected us. All the people that protect and serve, the firemen, the police officers, the EMTs.
Yep.
Who will come and save your life and resuscitate your ass. And everybody that protects and serves and takes care of this country. Happy, peaceful Veterans Day to everybody out there who's listening. I hope we bring a little joy, a little conscious thinking, and at the end of the day, some fun to your lives. Because the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, although, you know, we talk our political stuff, at the end of the day, our agenda is to have fun, to have a good time, and to create a little levity from what's going on in your everyday, day-to-day life. That being said, I just ranted around. I asked you a question. I didn't let you finish, so I apologize, Mr. Moody.
Yes, yes.
How are you feeling about Trump's America that is on the horizon?
I think with his campaign and that irresponsible rhetoric, it has caused a lot of people to feel emboldened by the brashness of the racism and just how open it is. And the fact that he won in a landslide of the votes that really matter. The Electoral College. So that emboldens people to look at this as a viable, you know, way to campaign now, way to deal with people. Because this guy was elected on that. You would think that he would be disqualified after so much, you know, divisive talk and racist and you know, women abusing, videos come out. You would think that would dismiss him. Right. But it didn't dismiss him. He had risen in the polls. So this is why people are afraid, and they're like, man, people elected this guy?
Yep.
You see, this is why people are afraid, because they're afraid of, yo, I didn't know the citizens didn't care about, you know, this guy, nothing matters. He could say anything, and it doesn't, like cloud your vision of him. You like, fuck it. So that's what people are like, you know, crazy about. It's like, damn. If anybody else came out like that, right, they would be dismissed, laughed away. They wouldn't win an election in a landslide.
Right.
So for that to happen is the truth, too. You know, the truth sets you free. So that that opens a lot of people's eyes into the reality of, yo, this guy painted us against them. Them being the black people, them being the Muslims, them being the Hispanics. And he,
the Asians.
Yeah, and he galvanized that group, and he just fed that fire. And of course you're going to win with that strategy. Of course.
You can't say of course you're going to win, because at the time, you know, you would think there's no way you could win, but now it's of course you're going to win. The one thing that you said that really stuck out with me is the sentiment. It's like a sentiment is not like a literal thing. Like he created that sentiment, that vibe.
Right.
And you know, Hillary won the popular vote. More people actually voted for Hillary than they voted for Trump. But in the electoral votes, and what is it, the electoral college?
Yeah.
You know, we don't fact check it there. We need Eli to break it down. And also, yo, a shout out to Eli Lake. I know Eli feels bad because he came on the podcast and we were asking him advice. Yo, Eli, hold your head, because nobody, except for G. Moody, expected it to go down the way it went down. So if you get some flack on Twitter from the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, that's what we do. We have a culture of ball breaking. But everybody loves you. You're the unofficial political correspondent of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, and you're going to continue to be the official, unofficial political correspondent of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Correct.
You know, have you seen, I'm not in New York, have you seen any of these protesters?
Yeah, I've seen them, and they shut down Union Square. They are, you know, they marching on all over, man. And, yo, the presidency, it's done now. It's done. You have to understand that hopefully that was campaigning rhetoric, and if not, then it's going to be hell. But it's over. He has his time now. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm predicting two terms.
I hear you, man. I mean, that's you can't. I mean,
that's not a reach. He got,
it's not far fetched at all.
He got the house.
It's not far fetched at all. You know what's crazy is Trump. I think that you're going to see a lot. Like, you know, a lot of shit has come out just 2 days.
Right.
You got little kids getting screamed at in school. Latin kids saying send them home.
Yeah.
Make a wall. You got in Philly. There was swastikas in Philadelphia.
Yeah. That's what he breed. He bred
But then he's going to say, don't do that. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
And then those people are going to be like, hey, fuck you, asshole. That is what you meant.
Right.
And then we're going to really see. Because I think a lot of it was rabble-rousing what he did.
Right.
And I don't know, man. It's just frustrating. Here's another thing about you little hipster protesters in New York. I'm talking about just New York, because I see a lot of stuff coming out of New York. You little protesters from New York, don't be surprised and complain when you get arrested. You want to be a freedom fighter? You want to be out there fighting for injustice? You better be ready to spend a night in the tombs. They're all like, oh, well, now they're arresting people. Look at everybody. We're getting arrested. You go to a protest, expect, plan on being arrested. Remember some phone numbers. Remember your girl, your brother, your father, your mother, your lawyer's phone numbers.
Right.
Because you're going to get your cell phone taken, and you're going to get arrested. Okay? Don't be like, oh, now they're arresting people. They probably told your ass to disperse. And even if they didn't tell your ass to disperse, you're down there protesting, That's part of it.
They want to be arrested.
Don't complain. Don't complain because you didn't get to go get your coffee in Williamsburg the next morning because you're like, oh, I was protesting and these asshole police, they arrested me and some my friends who were out there. That's what happens. You're like a fucking freedom fighter. Like these millennial freedom fighters, they're out there surprised that they're getting bagged up.
Right.
You got bagged up. The fuck, that's what happens.
But they want that. They want to say, yeah, I got arrested. Why?
Yeah, they want to. No, but no, then they complain. Trust me, G, you know what it's like. When you get arrested, that shit humbles you quick.
Yeah, that ain't no bad.
Nobody likes them cuffs on you. Once they slap them cuffs on you and they slap them zip ties on you, shit is real.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell you little protesters, you little hipsters out there. When you get arrested, don't complain about it. That's part of it. You should expect to get arrested when you protest it.
Right.
That's if you really bout it, you should expect it. You should have your bail bonds name tattooed on your arm. You show that to the cops. Be like, yo, I'm about this life. What? Lock me up.
Right.
I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored. Proudly sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. In fact, it's now the most awarded mattress of the decade. Free shipping and returns in the United States and Canada. $950 for a king-size mattress. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Casper offers free delivery and free 100-night home sleep trial. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and return you everything for free. Get $50 towards any mattress visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. You could save $50. They have sheets. They have pillows. They have doggy beds. That's real. Wheezy, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast dog, is laying on a Casper doggy bed right now, right in front of me. I don't know what to say. If you want to dance with the dingo, oh yeah, we could dance at DraftKings this weekend. Listen. You guys that are out there talking greasy on social media, let's keep dancing. Let's just keep dancing. Can't stop, won't stop.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I'm going to go on a more positive note for a minute. Brand new Tribe Called Quest record has dropped. Listen to it. Listen to it as soon as it came out. It came out at 9 o'clock on the West Coast, 12 o'clock on the East Coast. Yo, I have to digest it. It was very emotional listening to it, hearing Fife and everything it took to make the record.
Yeah.
But I highly suggest if you love music, get the new Tribe record. Obviously, you know, we've talked about them. You know the pedigree.
I know.
But the record is out. And my first two listens, I've only listened to it two times. I love it. It's different. It's an emotional record. You feel the emotion in the record. So I wanted to shout that out. Shout out to entire Tribe Called Quest. Shout out to Fife Dog, his family, Roots, Smoking Needles, and November 19th, they're naming the street that Fife around the neighborhood, right outside the Nuclear Cleaners, where they filmed the Check the Rhyme video, is being renamed in Fife's honor, and that's a beautiful thing. And so make sure you get that new Tribe record. Don't bootleg the shit, man. Fuck it, spend the $9.99, you know, or your Spotify or all that. Don't be getting those bootleg whack ass copies, man. Don't be a cheap fucking music stealing fuck. What else is good, Mr. Moody?
I see that my man, Brad Pitt, was cleared of all child abuse allegations, and his family, everybody was cleared. So the groupie told a lie.
Huh.
The groupie.
But I thought she regained full custody of the kids.
No. They in court, they worked out a deal. But she, if you saying he abused the kids, and they investigated and said there's no abuse, why are you lying? And
right?
Why are you lying? See, this is what we talking about. What is love? What is not love?
That's not love.
Exactly.
He didn't abuse those kids. If he grabbing, smacking the shit out of your kid one time, that ain't abuse. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Exactly, man. So I want to give a shout out to Brad. Yo, hold your head, Duke.
Yo, LeBron James is complaining that the new NFL is no fun. First of all, my man,
you don't even fucking play.
You know, you don't play, number one. Number two, you're a Cowboys fan who lives in Cleveland. Okay, just like you're a Yankees fan, all of a sudden you're a Cleveland Indians fan.
Yeah.
You jinx the fucking the Indians. Just because your team out there in Cleveland is 0-8, they probably might go 0-16. That's why the shit ain't fun. You probably watch it Cleveland. Of course that shit ain't fun.
Right.
And if
right.
you're so hyped, why don't you get out there and play tight end? You're 270. You hopped up on that jumbo juice. Go out there. They could use a tight end or a quarterback since you're so fucking bad. Such a fucking badass. It ain't no fun. Didn't nobody ask you, Duke? Didn't nobody? Maybe it's not fun watching you create super teams and win championships. You ever think about that? It's not fun.
Yeah.
Fuck is you talking about? Every time you get hit, every time you get fouled, you complain. These dudes are out there banging around. You're talking about, oh, the NFL's not fun. My man, nobody asked you shit about the NFL.
Well, yeah. You're not even in that league.
Well, you're just a fan. Did you hear my man Stan Van Gundy speak out about Trump?
And he hit it's spot on, man. That, you know, the thing about it, his thing, he couldn't believe that a person spewing that could win. That's the problem. Somebody coming out there like that, you would think, yo, immediate dismissal. This guy, it was like an avalanche of him winning.
Well, we have the tape of, you know, Stan Van Gundy said what he said. And the Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast is going to play the first recordings of what Bizarro Stan Van Gundy said. It's similar, and we have the tape right here.
I want to tell you, I got three daughters, okay? In our society, now they treat us like we're second-class citizens. Listen, I'm not in politicians. I'm a basketball coach, you know? I want to be able to smoke weed. Okay, they legalized it. And I want to do Ativan. And I want a president that I feel like I can either smoke weed or do Ativan with. This is not a normal candidate. Okay, I was down in Brazil with Boban and my brother all summer. Okay, we smoked weed and we did Ativan. In the morning, we banged hookers for 3 hours. It was fantastic. Listen, I like the party. Is that so much to ask? I think we elected an openly brazen, misogynistic leader, and he wants us to keep our mouths. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not. You can suck my cock. I don't care. This is what I say.
So that was from Bizarro Stan Van Gundy. First we've heard from him in a while. Steve Kerr also spoke out about it. Bizarro Steve Kerr's on the way.
Yeah.
He went in on Trump. I don't know what to say. I don't want to inundate this entire podcast with Donald Trump shit.
In a nutshell, it surprises people that a guy saying all that shit wouldn't affect his even being considered for the president. How could this guy be even considered, right? And that lets you know. That's it in a nutshell. It's like, damn, that's how these cats think?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It took the wind. It took the collective wind out of a lot of people in the United States.
Yeah,
like,
man.
A lot of people were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this ain't the 1800s, man. You expect that shit back in the days. That's how this shit was formed and founded. But now, it's 2016, and this guy's doing that type of campaigning, and people applaud that.
Yep.
That's shocking. Yep.
Yep. Fuck, I don't know.
But I got something else. I want to give a hold your head to my man Prince Harry out there in England, in Britain. He got a black chick from Compton or South Central. And the British press, of course, is hating on him, getting all over him, making little snide racial remarks. Prince Harry, hold your head, do your thing, fuck them.
That's his girlfriend? He got a girlfriend out there, a black chick?
Yeah, but she's from Crenshaw.
Good for him.
Her pops is white, but she's her mom's is black. And, you know, of course, they're going at him.
How she look?
She looks fucking good. She's an actress, but she's black. So, of course he's going to get it.
Yeah, they don't like that shit.
Hell no. But fuck, see, Prince Harry said, back off my chick. So we have we got to give him props.
Yeah, I like Prince Harry.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of the European triangle? Kousamingas, Porzingis, and the other one. They got the Hernan Gomez, the Knicks.
Jesus. Damn. That's what it's come to?
Hey, yo. We don't even have any prominent NBA ball players from New York City in the NBA no more.
Oh, man.
The best that we have is what's his name? From fucking your Brooklyn guy, Lance Stephenson.
Oh,
he's the prominent NBA player from New York City.
Damn.
Give me a break. What happened, Moody?
Yo, I don't know, man. I mean, I really can't put the pulse. I don't know about this, man. This is terrible.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing. New York used to always have somebody in there who was about it.
And the European triangle, that's the starting crew now?
Yeah, no. They're not starting. Porzingis starts, but Kousamingas and Hernan Gomez, they come off the bench, but they're good. The young, skinny, fucking European dudes, man.
Okay.
The one dude, Kousamingas, he weighs 165 pounds, like 7'1". But they're good, though. These guys, you know how these dudes play, these European dudes? They're tough. They're not, like, scared. They're not timid. They're not intimidated anymore.
Right.
They're well-coached. They have good footwork. They know how to play.
Yeah.
It ain't like the old days where you could talk some shit to them and intimidate them.
Yeah.
That don't work no more.
Yeah. They're fundamentally sound. They shoot well. The big guys shoot well from deep. It's good, man.
And you can't just fucking talk some slick shit to intimidate them. They don't give a shit.
They don't understand what the fuck the black people are talking. And you can talk all the shit you want to them. They don't understand that.
Yeah, they're not having that. Yeah, they're not affected by that shit no more. You got to play these guys up. So. That's what it is. What else, Moody? What a crazy week, man. What a crazy week.
I see Kylie Jenner is selling lip kits.
With those fake lips.
And I say, damn, the woman is monetizing black features. So I'm selling dick kits.
Ooh. What does that mean?
Like, the lip kits is based on if you have thin lips, you can make them appear to be full.
So what are you hawking?
If you not holding, I can sell you a dick kit.
Like a magic dick?
That would make it appear that you're holding.
it's like an illusion.
Yeah.
That's another good idea for you. I got a sick fuck of the week for you, Monetti.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog?
Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick fuck.
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did. What? No. No.
No.
If you never listened to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, the sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. We're coming to the end of the year. So we're looking to give somebody the sick fuck of the year award. There's a tight end. You know, I'm not big in college football, but I heard about this kid, and I heard about this story. Florida International, FIU, Florida International University, Jonnu Smith. His career has come to an end. The reason why his career has come to an end is because his pregnant girlfriend burned him with hot water, scalding hot water.
Damn.
A girl named Mary Gasper, who's pregnant. He probably cheated on her. I would guess that's the beef. I hope he didn't, but I would assume.
No, it wasn't. It was an argument over some crazy stuff. It wasn't that.
Right, but what do you think the argument would possibly... You know what it is. Did you fuck that bitch?
Yeah,
why is she up in your DM? You know it always comes over that.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't pour hot water on somebody over just, you know, why'd you change the channel?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The argument had to spawn from, did you fuck that bitch?
Yeah.
You know, the old did you fuck that bitch argument. And she burned him with hot water. Same like they did Al Green. I don't know if people know this. Al Green, the soul singer,
mm-hmm.
his wife or his lover at the time in the 70s when he was at the peak. It'd be like, God forbid it happened to like Usher or Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That's how you have to contextualize it. Threw scalding hot grits on him.
Damn.
Yo, man, you can't do shit like that, man.
Good. Chris Brown is like the Aaron Pryor of R&B. He's like one of them wild motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's wild. But I want to give Mary Gasper, who's pregnant, I don't know how this is going to work out. She got arrested. The sick fuck of the week. Unfortunately, she's the sick fuck of the week. She's 5 months pregnant with this guy's child. I hope he's able to recover and pick up his career. Apparently, like he was NFL caliber. So this is the sick fuck of the week. Congratulations. Again, this is an award that is earned, not given. Not just anybody can become the sick fuck of the week. It takes a person with a certain, je ne sais quoi.
I got one.
Oh, great.
18-year-old poor beats his grandmother to death over her hiding his beer.
Oh, Jesus. What a sick fuck.
Sick, exactly.
Beat his grandmother to death.
And guess where it happened?
Let me guess. Florida.
Exactamundo. Jacksonville, Florida.
Yo, what the fuck, man? Florida. Yo, what's up, man?
We need
you guys you're it's funny. It's funny. Georgia and Atlanta both were red states that voted for Trump, President Trump, soon to be President Trump.
Yeah.
And both of these states are the leaders in the weekly Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast sick fuck of the week.
Exactly.
Coincidence? I think not.
No, we should have sick fuck of the week awards in Florida, like the Players Ball, the shit down there, man.
Right, we do it right there in Jacksonville, Florida, or Pensacola. Yo, December, it's happening, 3 p.m. Saturday in New York City, right in Moneymaker, Manhattan. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is live at Irving Plaza. I really hope we see all the fans in the tri-state area. People in Philly, Connecticut, Jersey, all, of course, the five boroughs, Baltimore, D.C. Yo, come sell it out. We're going to bug out. Go to www.iamrappaporttour.com. We're doing it for the love. We're doing it for the honey, not for the money. I can't wait to do that show. I'm definitely going to be rocking a soft-ass I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirt. We have the Hard Body Karate. We have the Make Podcast Great. The Stickman t-shirts in the New York Knicks colors. We have the green color. We have the new Kobe Bryant Stickman t-shirt coming soft. Butter soft I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. And coming next in the Stickman collection, the Derek Jeter #2 with the Yankee font Stickman t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a must-have. All Stickman, all I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts at districtlines.com/IAmRappaport. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. I want to take over iTunes. iTunes does not show us any love. Yo, subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. We don't get no love on iTunes. I don't know why. I have no idea. I don't think it's personal, but at this point, it probably is. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Yes.
Go on there, rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes for the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We're established in 1982.
Word.
My name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I was greeted at the Clippers game the other night. Somebody said to me, "The Gringo Mandingo, you're looking good. I see you. You got a haircut." And I want to give this guy a shout out.
Oh.
It brings joy to me.
Yes.
Okay? It brings joy to me.
Damn, that's dope.
What else is Moody?
All Loafs Matter I got.
Oh, God. Are they still doing it? With everything that's going on in the world and in politics, they're still messing around with people's loafs?
And yes, and this is in the sporting world.
Oh, no.
If you remember, I think it was last Sunday Night Football, Richard Sherman, right, or Monday night, went off sides and he hit the kicker. The kicker's wife threatened to castrate him.
Castrate Richard Sherman?
Saying he should be on our farm. When you go wild and out of control, you know, we cut your shit off, basically.
Damn, I didn't even hear about this.
And she showed, like, the machine that they cut the animals' penises off. That was the kicker's wife.
Right. Right, he did an illegal play on Dan Carpenter. Like he went low at him. It wasn't cool.
Right,
he said it wasn't intentional. It was intentional. Right. It was intentional.
Right, but that doesn't mean he should have his dick cut off.
Yo, I know exactly what you're talking about. She apologized, but yo, you can't be saying that shit in this day and age. You can't talk like that.
And if I was the husband, if I'm the kicker, I'm frightened to death.
Right. Because if she's going to cut off Richard Sherman's loaf, you might talk greasy one day, and next thing you know, you could be loafless.
She's threatening to cut off a man's loaf who she doesn't know. Imagine what she'll do to
me. Why are you doing that? Why are you talking about cutting dicks off no matter how upset you are?
Why is that in your mind? Sick.
Yeah. That's sick, and it's all loafs matter.
Yeah.
You got anything else, Mr. Moody?
Oh, no, that's it, man. Just shout out again to the military cats around the world. Hold your head, be safe, take care of your business, and do your job, like they say in the NFL.
Anything else, Monetti?
Nothing, man. Miles, give me some. Can we request some funk?
Oh, yeah, please do. What do you want? All beats are made by G. Monetti. He's not only the 2015 Podcast Co-host of the Year, he's the 2015 Podcast Producer of the Year.
Yeah.
All beats made by G. Moody, Moody Beats. What do you request, Monetti?
Take me down East New York, Brooklyn, 80. So give me the jam called Pickin' Avenue.
Pickin' Avenue, that's a banger right there. It really does feel like Pickin' Avenue in Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Yes, yes.
One of the, in the 80s and 90s, one of the most notoriously Brooklyn and Brownsville places. What was the place we always used to get sneakers from? Simons. Shout out to Simon from Simons in Brownsville.
Yep, and Harry's Belmont Avenue.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Again, yo, we're going to be in New York December 10th. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, and we're done.
Peace.